The Impact of Dynamic Pressure Bumps on the Observational Properties of Protoplanetary Disks, by Jochen Stadler et al. Over the last years, large, sub-millimeter surveys of protoplanetary disks have well constrained the demographics of disks, such as their millimeter luminosities, spectral indices, and disk radii. Additionally, several high-resolution observations have revealed an abundance of substructures in the disk's dust continuum. The most prominent are ring-like structures, likely due to pressure bumps trapping dust particles. The origins and characteristics of these bumps, nevertheless, need to be further investigated. The purpose of this work is to study how dynamic pressure bumps affect observational properties of protoplanetary disks. We further aim to differentiate between the planetary versus zonal flow origin of pressure bumps. We perform one-dimensional gas and dust evolution simulations, setting up models with varying pressure bump features. We subsequently run radiative transfer calculations to obtain synthetic images in the different quantities of observations. We find that the outermost pressure bump determines the disk's dust size across different millimeter wavelengths. Our modeled dust traps need to form early, MIR, to obtain the observed high millimeter luminosities and low spectral indices of disks. While the planetary bump models can reproduce these observables irrespectively of the opacity prescription, the highest opacities are needed for the zonal flow bump model to be in line with observations. Our findings favor the planetary over the zonal flow origin of pressure bumps and support the idea that planet formation already occurs in early class 0 to 1 stages of circumstellar disks. The determination of the disk's effective size through its outermost pressure bump also delivers a possible answer to why disks in recent low-resolution surveys appear to have the same sizes across different millimeter wavelengths. This was The Impact of Dynamic Pressure Bumps on the Observational Properties of Protoplanetary Disks, by Jochen Stadler et al.